The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to Boost Your Brain Power with Dr. Eric Kaplan, New York City's first board-certified functional neurologist and founder of Kaplan Brain and Body in Manhattan and New Jersey. Using applied clinical neuroscience, a safe, gentle, and effective non-invasive technique to keep your brain, spine, and nerves functioning to promote better quality of life. Dr. Kaplan is also author of Boost Your Brain Power, a guide to improving your memory and focus. And now, to tell you more about it, here's your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan.
Hello and welcome to Boost Your Brain Power. I'm your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan. Hope everyone's having a great day so far. Today, we're going to discuss concussion. We see lots of patients at our offices at Kaplan Brain and Body who suffer from concussion. Sometimes the effect they have on their nervous system can be years later. So you don't have to have symptoms from a concussion that day, the next day, just the next few days. Sometimes it can happen 10 years later. Sometimes the neck pain you have can be from that concussion, or the memory problems you're starting to have could be from when you hit your head years ago, or the anxiety or the difficulty sleeping or the brain fog. Concussion is known for having lots of different symptoms. So sometimes it is hard to determine what the concussion caused. So what we have to do is neurologic testing to get a baseline testing, see where your brain is. Then if you do hit your head, you can redo the test and see if there's any areas of the brain that are damaged. I do that with professional sports teams, where I go to the facility before the season starts, check everybody's brain. Then if one of the players gets hit in the head, we redo that same exact test and we could figure out exactly where the areas of the brain that are damaged. A lot of times, doctors will do an MRI after you get a concussion, but the MRI isn't going to show the function of the brain. The function of the brain is more important than the MRI. The MRI is important for emergency situations. You know, let's say if there's bleeding or something like that, or, you know, a stroke or hemorrhage, something like that, that test is much better. An emergency situation. So you hit your head, and if you're worried about internal bleeding, yes, you got to do some sort of brain scan to figure out what's going on. If it's a few days later and there's nothing going on emergency-wise like bleeding, then we got to figure out how come you're not recovering. How come some people could hit their head and have no problem afterwards, but some people can hit their head and can have problems for days, months, even years later? Most likely, there's a problem beforehand. So a lot of athletes in football or hockey, female soccer a lot, we see this. even basketball, where one of the players hits their head. You know, they get maybe a headache, a little dizziness, a little blurry vision. But then the next day they feel okay. However, a few weeks later, they hit their head again, not nearly as severe as the first time, but all of a sudden, the symptoms are a lot worse. We see this all the time. So it's not just the first time you hit your head, but a lot of times it's the second or third time, which could be even less impactful. But because you never treated the first concussion, you never checked it out to figure out where the weak areas are, never did any neurologic rehab to rewire the brain. Now your brain's already at a weak point. And then you hit your head again. Now the brain can't recover. So people who hit their head and don't recover more than likely already had something there to begin with. Could have been a previous concussion. You might have been sick that day. You had the flu. You might have been really tired, didn't get a good night's sleep. You might have been really stressed out, had a big fight that morning. Might have some other condition like anemia or a thyroid problem. There's got to be something else going on to make you weak. A bacteria, a virus, mold, yeast, heavy metal poisoning. So a lot of times when people get problems from a concussion, it's because there's already an underlying condition there. So not only do we have to heal the concussion through neuroplasticity and rewiring the brain, but what I always tell my patients is we got to get you better than before the concussion so that when you do run across something that is challenging to your body, such as a concussion, your body can handle it. So the people who had bad outcomes on COVID-19 are the ones that had an underlying condition, heart disease, diabetes, obesity, liver disease, lung disease, pneumonia, the flu. So the ones who got it the worst were the ones who already had something going on. The same thing goes for concussion. The people who get it the worst are the ones that already had something going on. One of the most common things that I see of people who don't recover from concussion is called dysautonomia. D-Y-S-A-U-T-O-N-O-M-I-A. Dysautonomia. And what that is when you're in stress mode. We call that the fight or flight mode. So these people get a little anxious, a little panicky, a little nervous, might have difficulty with sleep, either falling asleep or staying asleep. They might have digestive problems, menstrual problems, urinary problems, problems with blood pressure, respiratory problems. Dysautonomia can be a wide variety of symptoms. Low energy or fatigue, insomnia, pain, headaches, dizziness. So a lot of people already had some health issues to begin with. Then they hit their head and now they can't recover because their nervous system is already weak. Those are the people that have the worst outcomes with concussion. Those with dysautonomia. Dysautonomia is an imbalance of your sympathetic nervous system and your parasympathetic nervous system. The sympathetic nervous system is the fight or flight mode. The parasympathetic nervous system is the rest and digest. I'm actually giving a seminar March 22nd in River Edge, New Jersey, on how to improve sleep and increase your energy. So a lot of patients with concussion have difficulty with sleep and have low energy. This seminar is perfect for you. But it could be anyone. If you have dysautonomia, you're going to have trouble with sleep and energy. So that seminar is perfect for you as well. Anyone with anxiety, panic attacks, anyone who wakes up all groggy, people who have nightmares, people who snore, have sleep apnea, this is the seminar for you. If you can barely keep your eyes open, this is the seminar for you. It's from 6:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. And then usually we do about a half hour of questions. So it'll be, you know, basically about till 8 o'clock. You could do it live in River Edge, New Jersey on Wednesday, March 22nd, or you could do it over Zoom live and even ask questions over Zoom. Or if you can't make it Wednesday, March 22nd at 6:30 p.m., you can also get it for just get the recording so you can listen to it at your own leisure. You have all three options. If you are live, though, you get free massages, free laser. There's going to be free food, free drinks, snacks. There's going to be a lot of fun people there. It's going to be a good time. So if you can make it there, I would sign up. It's normally $100, but for the first 7 people that sign up for the sleep and energy seminar, you can get it for only $49. And as a bonus, we're going to do this seminar series once a month, and you're going to get the rest of the seminar series included if you're one of the first 7 people to pay $49. This is over $700 value because you're going to get the other seminars included, which are not just about sleep and oxygen, but it's also going to be, one seminar is going to be about mastering nutrition. The next one's going to be about reducing inflammation. And then after that, we're going to talk about brain exercises to improve memory. And then the last seminar is going to summarize everything all together. Each seminar itself is $100, but if you're one of the first 7 people, you get all of them for only $49. That's about $10 a seminar. It's a big value. All you have to do is be one of the first 7 people to call 646-221-6738, or you can email info@kaplanbrainandbody.com. More about concussion when we come back from the break.
Kaplan Brain and Body, Manhattan's largest functional neurology practice, is now serving Bergen County as well. Functional neurology focuses on the scientific study of mechanisms that underlie disease and disorders of the brain and central nervous system. Want to improve your brain function? Need help with memory, sleep, digestion? How about depression or anxiety, balance and headaches, or simply want to maximize your potential and prevent future diseases? Then call Kaplan Brain and Body today at 201-261-2150. As New York's first board-certified functional neurologist, Dr. Eric Kaplan specializes in getting to the root cause of numerous brain and health conditions rather than treating symptoms with traditional medicines and risky surgeries. Kaplan Brain and Body takes a holistic approach to modern-day medical problems, from Alzheimer's to Parkinson's, stroke and autism to migraines, skin and digestive problems. For an appointment, call 201-261-2150 or visit KaplanDC.com. That's KaplanDC.com. This is Boost Your Brain Power with board-certified functional neurologist, Dr. Eric Kaplan.
Welcome back to Boost Your Brain Power. I'm your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan. So we were talking about concussion. Now, what is a concussion? A concussion is when you get hit in the head. Now, a lot of people just think about the outside, getting hit in the head. You don't want your head bleeding. You don't want your getting black and blue. You don't want to get, you know, your skull cracked. That's on the outside. But most of the damage is on the inside. And you could get hit in the head and not have a scratch on you, but your brain gets tossed inside the skull. That's called a coup counter coup. So where you get hit in the head, but then your brain hits the inside of the skull. And it could hit, if you get hit on the right side of your head, your brain can hit the left side of your skull. So it's not necessarily where you hit your head with this coup counter coup, because the brain can get hit in the front and then get hit in the back and then the left and the right. We have to figure out where the brain is getting damaged most. So you can't just do it by the site of impact. So we have to figure out what's going on when you hit your head. Doesn't necessarily be like where you, the point of impact. So you might have a bump on your head in the back of your skull, but the damage of the brain is in the frontal cortex. We see that all the time because the brain is getting tossed inside. Now you can also get this brain inflammation, these shearing forces, because the brain rubs against the inside of the skull. Then you get all this inflammation. You can get headaches and dizziness. But that's important to help with cerebral spinal fluid. That's the cushion of the brain. So with concussion, we have to figure out exactly what area is damaged. If you have the frontal cortex damaged, people are going to have troubles with focus, brain fog, memory problems, reading comprehension problems, organization issues. They might lose motivation. They might get depression, anxiety. They might forget people's names or start doing worse in school. They might have social problems, language problems, comprehension, word retrieval, punctuality. These are called executive functions. And if the frontal cortex is damaged in a concussion, those are the type of symptoms that are going to start to occur. So sometimes people start losing their focus. They get distracted a little bit easier. Their grades are getting a little bit worse. And you can't figure it out. It could be the time you hit your head last year. And we need to fix that damaged frontal cortex. Maybe the frontal cortex isn't damaged during the concussion, but the parietal cortex is. So people with parietal cortex issues, they're going to have issues confusing lefts and rights. They're going to get lost easily. They're going to come out of the subway and not know which way is north and south and which direction everything's going. People with this problem in the brain, they're going to feel weird things on their skin. They might feel bugs crawling or the wind blowing or different types of sensations. They might be a little clumsy. They might bump into things or trip over their feet, dropping things or knocking things over, or miscalculating their distance from things, or proprioception, not knowing where your body is in space. These are the people that need lots of sensory. They're always, you know, tapping their feet, shaking their legs. They want awareness of their body. So if you hit your head and you start having these issues, you probably have a problem in your parietal cortex. The temporal cortex, that's kind of on the side, close to your ear. Long-term memory problems, short-term memory problems. Could be some hearing issues, ringing in the ears, balance problems or ear problems, memory problems. That's the temporal cortex. That's on the side. In the back of your head or your brain is the occipital cortex. That's visual problems. Could be a lot of visual problems. Blurry vision, double vision, light sensitivity, not being able to read, see things like you used to. Things are a little bit more blurry. After we do our therapies, a lot of times people are just like, wow, the world is just more clearer. I could see better. Everything's a little bit more or a little less dull than it was. More clear, less dull. That's when we have the occipital lobe problems. Just underneath that occipital lobe is the cerebellum. Cerebellum is balance, coordination. This is like when people drink a lot, their cerebellum gets damaged. You know, you can't walk straight. You're slurring your words. It's hard to balance. It's hard to move around. That's that cerebellum. You know, to check the cerebellum, you could see, hey, can I balance on one leg? Or can I, with my eyes closed, touch my finger to my nose? Or can I walk a straight line like on a tightrope? If you have problems with your cerebellum, those tests are going to be very hard. So these are just little ways we could figure out what area of the brain is damaged. So you guys just do a little checklist. And if, you know, you checked off a bunch of those things in one of the categories, that means you probably, and it might not be even from a concussion, but it means you probably have some issues with that part of the brain. And the good news is there's stuff you could do about it. You could do eye exercises and balance exercises and memory exercises and sensory exercises and movement exercises and breathing exercises and posture exercises. There's a lot of stuff you could do on your own to help yourself. I'm not the doctor that writes the prescriptions. That's not me. If you have troubles with focus, I'm not going to write you a prescription for Ritalin. That's not what I do. If you have troubles with sleep, I'm not going to write you a prescription for sleeping pills. If you have problems with memory, I'm not going to write you a prescription for memory. There is no memory pill. If there was a memory pill, everyone would just take it and no one would ever get dementia or Alzheimer's. There's no magic pill for concussion. There's no magic pill for anxiety. I know a lot of doctors will write prescriptions like Xanax. You know, those medications are very dangerous. They're not a cure. It's something that you have to keep taking. And then you might have to keep taking even more as your body gets used to it. Those are very intense. And they even trigger other addictions like drinking or drugs. The painkillers, those opioids. Now, those are addictive too. It's like heroin in a pill. So don't come to me if you want these pills. But if you want to get to the root cause of your neurologic problems, if you want to get the proper diagnosis to figure out exactly what's wrong, why it's wrong, and what you could do about it in a natural and holistic way to fix it without any medication, no drugs, no surgeries, no injections, no radiation, there's no risk. But there's a lot of work. So if you're ready to take control of your life, and improve your health and well-being, keep listening to the show, following my suggestions, and you will function better, feel better, and live a better life. More when we come back from the break.
Kaplan Brain and Body, Manhattan's largest functional neurology practice, is now serving Bergen County as well. Functional neurology focuses on the scientific study of mechanisms that underlie disease and disorders of the brain and central nervous system. Want to improve your brain function? Need help with memory, sleep, digestion? How about depression or anxiety, balance and headaches, or simply want to maximize your potential and prevent future diseases? Then call Kaplan Brain and Body today at 201-261-2150. As New York's first board-certified functional neurologist, Dr. Eric Kaplan specializes in getting to the root cause of numerous brain and health conditions rather than treating symptoms with traditional medicines and risky surgeries. Kaplan Brain and Body takes a holistic approach to modern-day medical problems, from Alzheimer's to Parkinson's, stroke and autism to migraines, skin and digestive problems. For an appointment, call 201-261-2150 or visit KaplanDC.com. That's KaplanDC.com.
We return now to Boost Your Brain Power with your host, founder of Kaplan Brain and Body, Dr. Eric Kaplan.
Welcome back to Boost Your Brain Power. I'm your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan. We were talking about concussion before the break on ways to figure out if you have any area of your brain that's not functioning at optimal levels. It could be from a concussion. Sometimes it could be from an infection. So you might have those same symptoms, but it's from Lyme disease or from COVID-19. A lot of these symptoms overlap. But instead of getting physical damage from an impact like a concussion, you get pathological damage from a virus or a bacteria. You can also get damage from mold or heavy metal poisoning or autoimmune disease like MS. These are all things that attack your brain. So if you're having difficulty with focus or brain fog or, you know, troubles with sleep or depression or anxiety, we got to get to the root cause of the brain issue. The best way to get to the root cause of your brain issue is to do proper testing. Before, we were talking about the MRI. The MRI is just a picture. That's in real time, but it's going to let you know, do you have a tumor? Do you have a stroke? Are you bleeding, a hemorrhage? It's going to tell us if you have, you know, like these white spots and MS, multiple sclerosis. So it's going to give us a picture of what's going on. But it doesn't tell us the function of each area of the brain. Now, it's good if you don't have any of that stuff. Nobody wants to have a tumor or MS or a stroke. So when people get MRI imaging, it's good if you rule out all that bad stuff. However, it's not going to tell you why you have that headache or why you have that dizziness or why your memory isn't as good or why your energy is low. It's not going to tell you that. The best test to analyze your brain is called a QEEG brain mapping. This has no radiation. You don't have to sit in some small claustrophobic tube. You don't need any contrast fluid. There's no risk. All you do is wear a cap. It looks like a swimmer's cap, and it's got all these different electrodes attached to it that measures your brain waves. Measures your alpha brain waves and your beta and your theta and your delta. All these different brain waves. They all mean something different. The alpha brainwave is how we normally are day to day. the beta brainwave, that's when you really got to focus and concentrate and you're studying, you're at work, or you're doing something where you really need to think. The theta is like you're daydreaming. And the delta is when you're in that restful sleeping state. Those are the brain waves. And we measure these brain waves at all the different locations. Just like we were talking about before, the different locations, that's the frontal cortex and the parietal cortex and the temporal cortex and the occipital lobe and the cerebellum and the brainstem. These are all the different areas of the brain, but they're in different locations. And the location is the most important thing, because that tells us where the problem is, and that will also tell us on the solution of how to fix it. That's the most important part. You know, everyone's sending you for all these tests, doing all these diagnostics, but what's the solution? That's the most important part. Is the solution just medication, trying to hide the symptoms with a Band-Aid? Or is the solution getting to the root cause of the problem? That's what we do at Kaplan Brain and Body. Get to the root cause of the problem, fix it through a process called neuroplasticity by rewiring the brain, by doing brain exercises. We can rehab the brain by doing brain exercises. Just like you could rehab a muscle by doing physical exercises, you could do neurologic exercises to get your brain stronger, which is great news for everybody. So it used to be thought, oh, that if you get Parkinson's disease, that you're just going to get worse and worse and worse. It used to be thought if you get Alzheimer's disease, it's a progressive disease and every year you're going to get worse. It used to be thought if you get a stroke, you're not getting any better. That is the old way of thinking. We've known for 20 years now, through this process of neuroplasticity and rewiring the brain, that you can improve these neurologic conditions. Not only stop the progression, but actually improve it. But you got to work for it. Like I said, I'm not the doctor that writes the prescription medication. I'm not going to give you the L-DOPA if you have Parkinson's, but I'm going to teach you the neurologic exercises to strengthen your brain, specifically an area called your basal ganglia, which produces the dopamine to make your brain stronger. And you can improve and you can get better movement if you do these proper brain exercises. But the first step is to figure out where the damaged areas are. Where is your brain not functioning at optimal levels? The test is called a QEEG brain mapping. That is going to tell us where the most damaged areas are. That's going to tell us where your brain's not functioning. It could literally pick up, do you have sleep deprivation or insomnia? Do you have troubles with focus? Do you have brain fog? Do you have long-term memory problems, short-term memory problems? Do you have a hypothyroid condition? Do you have intestinal inflammation? Do you have a concussion? Do you have heavy metal poisoning? Do you have pathological intrusions? Do you have troubles with anger or aggression? Do you have problems with these neurotransmitters, acetylcholine, dopamine? Do you have difficulty shifting tasks? Do you have ringing in the ears or visual problems? It literally breaks everything down and tells us which areas are working well and which areas are not working well. If it's not broke, we don't fix it. So we leave all the good functioning areas to keep on functioning well. And the areas that are not functioning at optimal levels, we're going to come up with strategies to improve those areas, because you're only as strong as your weakest link. So many people focus on doing stuff that they're good at. What we have to do is this brain mapping to figure out your weak areas and strengthen your weak areas. The brain mapping is normally $500. However, for the first 7 people that sign up, you can get the brain mapping for only $21. All you have to do is call or text 646-221-6738 and tell them you're interested in the $21 QEEG brain mapping. That's good for the first 7 people. Just tell them you are a listener of my radio show. If you don't want to call or text that number, you can also email. The email is info@kaplanbrainandbody.com. And if you want, you can sign up for the seminar series. That $49 will get you that the next 5 seminars, including March 22nd on sleep and energy. And you could sign up for the QEEG brain mapping for only $21. So you can get the seminar series for only $49, which is about $10 a seminar. Plus, you could sign up for the brain evaluation, the QEEG brain mapping, for only $21. That measures all your different brain waves and tells us which areas of the brain are functioning well and which are not functioning at optimal levels. The other good test that analyzes all the different areas of the brain, that's the test that I do for the professional athletes before the season starts. It's called a VNG, video nystagmography. This is one of the most important tests, especially for concussion. For this test, it really tells us what's the difference between the left side of the brain and the right side of the brain. So a lot of people have these neurologic issues, are disconnected, where the left side of the brain is doing one thing and the right side of the brain is doing another thing. They're not in sync. The brain oscillates. It has a rhythm, just like your heart. But there could be a problem if one of the rhythms of the right side is working too quickly and the other rhythm on the left side is working too slowly. If they're oscillating at different rates and rhythms, then they can't communicate. They can't connect. There's no bridges or synapses between the different areas of the brain. And that makes a healthy brain, is the synapses. When they analyzed Einstein's brain, he didn't have more neurons than the average person, but he had more synapses, more connections. He could see things that nobody else. His brain was functioning at a higher level because he had all these connections. So with the VNG, we're going to see, is the left and right brain connected? So that's a really important test for that. Not only does it break down, is it the frontal cortex or the parietal or the cerebellum or the occiput or the temporal or the brainstem, but it tells us which side is overactive, which side is underactive. That test is also normally $500. But if you're one of the first 7 people that sign up, you could get it for only $21. And you could sign up for both the QEEG brain mapping as well as the VNG. If you want to do both, you only have to pay $42. So instead of paying $1,000 to get all these amazing brain tests, you literally only have to pay $42. And it analyzes your specific brain, tells us your specific weaknesses. We'll come up with specific strategies for you to improve. The seminar series, those are general stuff, general ways that everyone's going to improve their sleep, general ways that everyone's going to improve your energy. So sign up for that also for the $49, but sign up for the VNG and the QEEG for specifics about you. All you have to do is call 646-221-6738 or email info@kaplanbrainandbody.com. More when we come back from the break.
Kaplan Brain and Body, Manhattan's largest functional neurology practice, is now serving Bergen County as well. Functional neurology focuses on the scientific study of mechanisms that underlie disease and disorders of the brain and central nervous system. Want to improve your brain function? Need help with memory, sleep, digestion? How about depression or anxiety, balance and headaches, or simply want to maximize your potential and prevent future diseases? Then call Kaplan Brain and Body today at 201-261-2150. As New York's first board-certified functional neurologist, Dr. Eric Kaplan specializes in getting to the root cause of numerous brain and health conditions rather than treating symptoms with traditional medicines and risky surgeries. Kaplan Brain and Body takes a holistic approach to modern-day medical problems, from Alzheimer's to Parkinson's, stroke and autism to migraines, skin and digestive problems. For an appointment, call 201-261-2150 or visit KaplanDC.com. That's KaplanDC.com. This is Boost Your Brain Power with board-certified functional neurologist, Dr. Eric Kaplan.
Welcome back to Boost Your Brain Power. I'm your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan. We were talking about concussion and the best test to analyze the brain. The VNG is very good to tell the difference for the left and the right brain. That test is non-invasive. There's no radiation. All you do is wear these goggles, and they have infrared cameras in them, and they're going to measure your eye movements. You just follow the instructions. You'll be following this laser beam, and you're going to go left and right and up and down and fast and quick, and we're going to do all these different tests, and it's going to help to analyze the different lobes of the brain. That's the VNG. Very good for baseline testing and very good to compare to see what kind of damage has done there. So one of the most important things we also want to check is the organs, right? So I want to see how you breathe, you know, especially if we're talking about oxygen and brain function, energy. Breathing is the most important thing. So that's why when people are diagnosed with sleep apnea, they're given what's called a CPAP, and that's to help them breathe, to get more oxygen. Breathing is key to improve brain function. The three most important things are food, oxygen, and activation. The oxygen will be affected by your respiration. So one of the best exercises I can give you are breathing exercises where you inhale for 4 seconds, hold it for 7 seconds, and then exhale for 8 seconds. You really want to push all the carbon dioxide out of your lungs during that exhale. Really focus on that long 8-second exhale to push all the air out of your lungs. Get rid of the bad stuff, which is the carbon dioxide, and make room for the good stuff, which is the oxygen. The oxygen is key. So not only do we want to analyze the brain, but we want to analyze your oxygen. And the way we do that, we have a pulse oximeter that measures what's called your perfusion index. Not just the percentage, right? So a lot of people have these pulse ox that measures the percentage of oxygen. So we want to see that at 98, 99, 100% oxygen. What that means is that 100% of the oxygen molecules are bound to a hemoglobin so they can be distributed to your body. The lower that number is, when it goes from 99, 98, 97, 96, 95, that's low. 94, 93, that's very low. If you're at 94 or 95, that means 5% of your oxygen molecules are useless. You can't do anything with them. They're being wasted. So you're not using all the oxygen that you can. You're wasting a lot of the oxygen. But we also want to measure this perfusion index. And that should be about 3.0. But on a lot of people who have these brain issues, their perfusion index is low. We want to measure that. We want to measure your heart, your blood pressure, your rate, your rhythm. We want to listen to your gut. How many bowel sounds do you have? We want to look at your posture and your balance. So not only is it good to do an entire neurologic evaluation, but what I would also suggest is to do an entire body evaluation. And that would be one-on-one with me. It takes about 45 minutes. And we're going to measure your heart. We're going to measure your lungs, your gut. We're going to check your reflexes, your muscle strength, your posture, your alignment, your gait, your balance. We do a complete physical and neurological evaluation. That test, which takes about 45 minutes, and it's a one-on-one with me. We go over your history. If you have blood work, we'll go over your blood work. Done any testing, MRIs, CAT scans, we'll go over that. It's a complete physical, a complete history. You can ask me any questions you want. One-on-one with me is normally $500, but we're going to do a special today. For the first 7 people that sign up, you could get that entire test for only $21 as well. All you have to do is be one of the first 7 people to call or text 646-221-6738. You could sign up for everything if you want. You could get the $21 one-on-one with me. You could get the $21 QEEG brain mapping for yourself and your records that I would review with you. And you could get the $21 VNG to measure the differences between the left and the right brain. You could sign up for all 3. And you could sign up for the seminar series as well. Take advantage of these offers. You're going to have so much knowledge on how to improve your health. See where your brain is. See where your body is. But again, don't sign up if you're not going to follow my suggestions. If you just want, you know, a quick, easy fix pill, this is not the office for you. But if you want to learn exactly what you need to do to improve your health, this is definitely something you want to sign up for. But you got to do the testing so we can figure out your weaknesses. The testing might reveal, hey, your muscles are a little bit stronger on one side versus the other, or you're a little bit more flexible on this side versus the other, or your blood pressure is a little bit higher on this side versus the other, or one pupil's a little bit bigger on this side, or when you smile, the face isn't even from right to left. So we got to figure out where these imbalances are. Once we figure out your weaknesses, then we could strengthen them. And they might be easy exercises. You might have to just do a smell in one nostril, or you might have to, you know, draw things on one side of your body. You might have to brush your teeth with your left hand instead of your right hand. You might have to increase one glass of water a day, or you might have to take a walk outside during sunset. So there might be a lot of different solutions. There might be stuff that you have to eat. There might be stuff that you have to avoid. There might be different ways to work at the computer or different positions to sleep in. Or you might have to do memory tests. So you have to do challenging exercises at home. You might have to do posture exercises. The stuff that I give you isn't time consuming, but you're the one that has to do it. It's, you know, a few minutes a day. But you got to follow through with it. All right? And we always hold you accountable and check up on you. But if you're ready to take control of your own health and stop relying on doctors and pills and supplements and injections and surgeries, if you're ready to take control of your health in a natural and holistic way, in an integrative way where we look at everything together, the specialization of medicine sometimes can harm you, right? The cardiologist just looks at your heart, but are they looking at your brain? Your brain controls your blood pressure. Your brain controls your pulse rate and your rhythm. The gastroenterologist, right? They're just looking at your gut. But guess what controls your gut? Your brain comes from your vagus nerve. Your brain releases the stomach acid, releases the bile for the absorption and digestion for your immune system. the brain does the what's called peristalsis contraction, which squeezes the intestines to squish the food down. Your brain absorbs everything, breaks it down to create energy and nutrients. But the gastroenterologist just looks at the gut. The cardiologist just looks at the heart. The endocrinologist, they just look at your hormones. Right? There's too much specialization. The eye doctor just looks at your eyes. The chiropractor just looks at your bones. Physical therapist looks at your muscles. The dentist looks at your teeth. Psychologist looks at your mood. But what if you had a doctor that puts it all together? That's what we try and do at Kaplan Brain and Body. If you're interested, take a look at my website, kaplandc.com. We're also on social media, Facebook. We have Kaplan Brain and Body is our page. We also have a support group called Kaplan's Lunchbox to give ideas of healthy foods to eat. We have Instagram, Kaplan Brain and Body. We have over 100 YouTube videos. If you want to subscribe, Kaplan Brain and Body as well. And then we also have TikTok, Kaplan Brain and Body. I also have two books out right now. One is called Boost Your Brain Power, A Guide to Improving Your Memory and Focus. You can get that on Amazon. And I also wrote a book where I'm a co-author called Concussion Discussions. And you could just go to the website, concussiondiscussions.com, to get that as well. Or you can just call our office, 646-221-6738, and we can send you a copy of the books as well. Hope you guys learned a lot today. Take advantage of all the offers. We gave a lot away today. The $49 seminar series, the $21 QEEG brain mapping, the $21 VNG, and the $21 one-on-one session with me. I hope you guys learned a lot. Look forward to improving your health, to function better, feel better, live a better life. I am Dr. Eric Kaplan. You've been listening to Boost Your Brain Power, and we will see you next week.
The preceding pre-recorded program sponsored by Kaplan Brain and Body, LLC.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.